Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the 4 o'clock session. The title is a mashed potato reference. If you haven't seen a theme yet, then you're a little slower than most epidemiologists. Some of them are stretched, though. My name is Jim Collins. I'm with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and I'll be moderating today. We have 6 10-minute presentations. We'll go through all the presentations and then have a time for questions and answers for the entire group afterwards, if that works for everybody. Our first speaker is Corinne Davis. She's an epidemiologist working in surveillance systems with the Tennessee Department of Health. Thank you.
All right, so my presentation is going to focus on using a web-based database system called REDCap to manage a Clostridium difficile case control study. So in Tennessee, we conduct Clostridium difficile surveillance for Davidson County residents. Those cases are divided between healthcare facility onset and community onset cases. The case control study was focused on the community onset cases. We either enroll the cases or not enroll them in the study, and each case that was enrolled was randomly assigned 40 controls, and out of those 40 controls, we attempted to match one control of the same sex and age group. So I briefly gave you an overview of the study, but for the purpose of this presentation, I'm going to focus on moving a paper-based interview process to a web-based database solution called REDCap. But first, I'm going to compare both the paper and web-based methods. So if you have any experience conducting interviews, outbreak phone calls, or enrolling people in case control studies, you've seen something similar to this. You have these complex flow charts that you need to familiarize yourself with in order to conduct the interview. However, just reading the question may not provide you enough context to really understand the skip patterns. And as a result, interviewers make mistakes conducting these interviews. But eventually, you learn the skip patterns and you're comfortable making the phone calls. And there are many phone calls. Some people have Excel spreadsheets to keep track of their call tracking efforts. Others use my favorite method of Post-its. I'm not judging, it works and you get the job done. The interview is conducted, but there's no real-time feedback of errors while the participant is on the phone. So then the interview is placed in these interview files that may sit until you have some lucky intern enter those into the database. And then those are entered into the database, and then finally you get to conduct your analysis, but you notice that there were missing questions for some of the case interviews. So then you realize you need to go back to the database, and indeed the questions are missing there. Then you go back to your interview files, and they're blank there as well. So then you realize that you need to call that participant back who probably wasn't the most pleasant person to talk to in the first place and ask them the missing questions. Then that information is entered back into the database, and then you can finally conduct your analyses. So I'm exhausted just talking about this process, so what's the alternative? So what if when you call the case or control, everything you needed to say was already in front of you, programmed in the computer? There are no paper to keep track of. Everything is just programmed there. Your script and everything is available. And then what if you can also conduct basic descriptive analyses inside that same database system? So that's what we did using Research Electronic Data Capture, or REDCap for short. REDCap was developed at Vanderbilt University. It's a secure, web-based, HIPAA-compliant software. And it's, don't let the name deceive you. It's not just for research. You can use this database for public health investigations and outbreaks. You can use it to track grant metrics and also project management and so much more. But we use REDCap to convert our paper-based interview process into a completely web-based database system. So we had we tracked call metrics, we scheduled our interviewers, we even tracked the delivery of our gift cards to our participants. But for this presentation, I'm just going to focus on the call tracking effort. So in REDCap, you have this event grid that allows you to keep track of your progress as you're enrolling cases and controls into your study. So in this example, you can see that John Doe, our case, was enrolled. We attempted to enroll the first control, and they declined. The second control never answered. And the third control was interested but not eligible in the study. Finally, the fourth control was interested, eligible, and enrolled. Our entire paper-based interview script was programmed into the database. So the interviewer didn't need to remember what to say if the participant decides to be enrolled or if they request a callback. You easily know what to say by looking at the computer screen. This allows for more natural interviewing because you can actually focus on talking to the person as opposed to remembering which section or question number you need to jump to depending on how they respond. We only left voicemails on certain call attempts, but the interviewers didn't need to memorize when that needed to happen. If they were supposed to leave a message, the script would be provided, and if not, the script would not be available to them. We also had a suggested call script in case the participant that we called passed away. And I say suggested because some people are just better at saying something comforting at a difficult time, while others would be just at a loss for words. So for the interviewers that didn't know what to say, they had a script available just by pressing a button. We also created reports in REDCap that allow the interviewers to keep track of their call progress in real time. So you can see the date and time each call was made and the call outcome. You can also see who made the call. So if you had the same interviewer calling the same person at the same time every single day, you can talk to that interviewer and address their calling schedule. You can also filter these reports and prioritize the people who actually requested callbacks and then prioritize those calls. In REDCap, you can also schedule calls on a calendar and then also create a call schedule for your interviewers each day. There's also real-time error checking in REDCap. So the first prompt is when a required question is missing, but that can be ignored. So you can also create data quality rules that will give the interviewer another prompt that information was missing in the database. You can also create soft prompts that if something was entered incorrectly in the database, for example, if the interviewer entered a future date of birth. You can also query your database. You can query it for the number of missing values. You can also query the database if there are any outliers in your data. You can actually find where those outliers are. And you can also create your own custom queries. So if you wanted to know the number of calls each interviewer has made, or if you wanted to know your progress for the number of cases or controls enrolled in the study so far. There are pie charts and bar charts available for your categorical variables, and then there are also basic descriptive statistics available for your numeric variable. And for each variable, REDCap will provide you the number of observations and the percent missing. So the results I'm going to be presenting next are all run in REDCap. I really just want to demonstrate the number of things that can be done directly from the software itself. So from October 17, 2014 to March 7, 2015, five interviewers made nearly 3,000 call attempts. You can see the number of call attempts made for each month. Each case and control could be called up to 8 times each. So on average, approximately 7 call attempts were needed to enroll a case. However, to match one control to a case, approximately 91 call attempts were needed. We needed to contact 24 different people on average in order to match one control to an enrolled case. Remember that each case was randomly assigned 40 controls. So for that lucky interviewer, sometimes that meant only calling one person, and that person agrees to be in your study. However, for the most part, some interviewers needed to contact 40 different people for a variety of reasons in order to match one control to an enrolled case. And then even after contacting those 40 different people, sometimes we cannot match a control to our case. So for cases, interviewer refusal was the most common reason for not being enrolled, followed by being too ill, either they were in the hospital or just too sick to talk to us. And then the next reason was we cannot match a control to that case, and that means that they actually were not eligible for the study because they didn't have a match control. And then ineligible just meant that they either had a previous C. diff diagnosis, they had a previous hospitalization, or they didn't have diarrhea at the time of C. diff diagnosis. So for our controls, the most common reasons for not being enrolled was they were not in the matched sex or age group of our case. The next reason was the number provided by the commercial database was not a correct number, and then followed by refusal, which either meant they politely said no or they just hung up in our face. And we were cold calling these controls, and so we got a lot of hang-ups. And then the last reason was they were unreachable, which meant after 8 call attempts, they never answered the phone. So in conclusion, REDCap greatly improved our data quality because it eliminated the need of a separate data entry step. There was real-time error checking in the database. And additionally, we were able to quantify the effort involved in study recruitment and then also evaluate the quality of that commercial database we used to enroll our controls. And additionally, we can also modify this database to meet our other call tracking needs, like calling cases of foodborne illnesses or tracking medical records. So it's definitely adaptable for those purposes as well. I would like to acknowledge our C. difficile study team, and thank you for your time.